All right, so since we were doing the case in Pesachim of Noah and Mevushal and Kiyam Sliyesh, and the Gemara says it's a question of Lav Sheva Klolos, so there's a lengthy discussion about Lav Sheva Klolos in the Rambam's ninth Shoresh. And the Ramban has a long Hasag on it. And the Ramban really is the same as Rashi Shita. So we decided to take it up in the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, so the Rambam, so the interesting thing is that this Shoresh, what's really the Shoresh? She'ein roi limnos halavin va'asei aval hadvarim hamuzar mehem v'hamitzuva bohem. Right? So what is the klal? What's the Shoresh? Right? What's the Shoresh? What's the ikar of the Shoresh? That you don't count, you only count the lavin by the muzar, by what is warned and what is commanded. Okay? What is warned against and what is commanded to do. As opposed to what? As opposed to what? Okay, so let's see. So the Ram, and we have to think about is, this is really, we have to think about what's the main topic of this Shoresh, and why the Rambam decided to add Lav Sheva Klolos to this Shoresh, right? Because the Shoresh is not really about Lav Sheva Klolos. He just says at the end of the opening discussion that that this is an appropriate place to join another idea. Right? This is an appropriate place to attach another idea. Umasha roi sheyechubar el zeh ha-shoresh. Right, so there's the shoresh, then there's what he's joining to the shoresh. What he's joining, we're concentrating on what he's joining, which is Lav Sheva Klolos. But you have to understand the main topic of the shoresh first to see why this is the appropriate place for the Lav Sheva Klolos. Okay, so
just basically, that isn't what you're saying. Work is not counted in the mitzvah Lav Sheva Klolos in the counting of the Lav Sheva Klolos. Meaning that's a law that isn't specifying the law. We have two things here you're not allowed to do, but it's not specifying them.
Let's see. All right, so he says like this: Da. Someone want to read Da? By the way, what was the most surprising thing about this Rama? The most surprising thing what surprised you when you read this Rama?
He wasn't treating Keith.
No.
I was surprised that he put Dibor in its own category.
No.
Giving examples to the
that he said, "Hello, Kim."
Yeah, what was that?
It's a mistranslation. He has it over here. I was like, what is he getting so excited about over here? He's making like a shvua on this guy. He has it translated differently over here. I gave it to you from what I had on the Bar Ilan. Okay. All right, we'll get to it when we get to it. Go ahead. So who wants to read? Vida. Shekol Tzivuye HaTorah. So I want to read? Okay, so the Ram gives an introduction. You should know this, that all of the tzivuyim in the Torah and all the positives and the yaseis and the lavin, basically, right? The tzivuyim and the azharoseha, the things that you have to do and the things you have to stay away from, they are in four things. Did we do this last year? No? Okay. We did a different shorosh last year, right? We did about Machvin Zeza. Right, okay. Go ahead. That's right. So what are the four things?
Bdeos, Peulos, Midos, Vdibor.
Ideos, that's an interesting choice of words.
Hashkafos,
okay. So Kapach translates it as Hashkafos, not Deos. Because Deos is what we call Deos.
Really.
What's that?
Strange,
Midos. Deos is like is more like Midos.
But in and of itself, Deos wouldn't be strange. It's just the fact that he uses that same term in the Yad as referring to character traits. Like, wouldn't Deos really be more applicable, you would think, talking about, you know, certain ideas that you have?
I don't know. It's a good question.
He has Midos also in the category.
Yeah, he also has Midos. He translates, he has Mido too?
Yeah.
Which way? Like ideas? Deos, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm used to the Rambam's lashon. Deos, right. You always say deos means like opinions or attitudes, not really like outlooks of reality.
True,
not really truths. No. Go ahead. So anyway, so there are four things. In other words, hashkafos, ideas, actions, midos, and dibor. Right, so the first category you have to lahamin das achas min adeos, to know one of the to believe in a certain idea, right? K'moshe tzivanu lahamin ayichud ve'avas hakel yisbarach. So that he considers hashkafos or deo or das, right? Go ahead. So ideas. Now, there's a mitzvah in terms of your knowledge, let's say. To know the Achdus Hashem, for instance, is an example of that. Go ahead.
Oh, she's here nu mehem in das achas me'adeos, kemu ma she's here nu me'adnus l'zulaso.
And then you have a lav. He's trying to give an assay, an example of an assay and a lav in each category. And then you have a lav not to believe in a certain idea. And then you have an action that you have to do. Bring a carbon, build a mikdash. And then you have a lav. Don't do an action. Don't do this action. Why is he picking these particulars? I don't know. But go ahead.
Should have picked the classic Lulav
example. I think he wants to show you that these are just, you can really reduce these down to action. Ultimately, this as a mitzvah comes down to action. Right? That's part of the Rambam's philosophy in Karbanos. But okay, go
ahead.
That's it. So there's a mitzvah to have a certain midah.
Alright,
and there's a law of don't have certain bad midos, sinah, and the desire for taking revenge. And I'm not sure what it means by drisha sadam, but go ahead.
Tivano lomar mamar mina mamarem, kimo mash tivano lishabko lispalo, ulhodos alha avonos, val pishim, val domilize, mimashispar.
So then you have a mitzvos of divor, so you have to be mishabeach ulhospalel, and then you have to have a vidoy. Those are mitzvos of divor.
Right.
That's what we once said, right? That vidoy is, that's what's different between vidoy and tshuva. Right, the tshuva is really belay, but the vidoy is bepeh. That's the part of that's a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah of vidoy is a dibor. Okay.
Vezhirnu midibor echa mina diborim. Kimosh tivanu vezhirnu.
Mehishav v'lashaker.
Mehishav v'lashaker. V'arachilus v'lashon hara v'aklala v'zulazeh.
That's it. So lashon hara is not a bad midah. It's a bad dibor. Okay. The desire to speak it is a bad midah. Okay, so this is a beautiful introduction, but to what, right? Where's he going with this? This is where he decides to tell you the four categories of mitzvahs. All right, go ahead.
Keep going or skip?
Did I tell you to skip?
I don't know. Not yet.
Okay. No, good, I hope not.
Kshigyanu elu anyanim hamitzave bahem ve'amuzar mehem. Yeah, Peula, Odibor, Muna, Omida.
Well, we are way off on you. Okay, go ahead. I have a basic idea. I'm just.
Lo nabe le riboy hatziduin shabao be inyanahu.
There we go. So that's his main point here. He's going back to the Shorish. So now he's like, now how do you count mitzvahs? That's what he wants to show you. The whole purpose of this is to how to count mitzvahs, right? So he says, if you have inyanim, right? The tzivoy of the Torah comes in four flavors. That's what he wants to show you. Right? So every mitzvah has to be reduced down to one of these inyonim. So when you look in the Torah and you see a tzivoy or an azhara, and you want to count, you have to look for the inyan. right? Because that is what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is has to be in one of the four categories. Okay, so therefore, when you want to count, so he says it's roi to count the inyonim of the hamitzuva bohem, or a muzar mehem, whether it's a pu'ula, a dibor, an amuna, or a mida. And don't look at the multiplicity of tzivuyim. So if the Torah tells you don't do something five times, but it's the same thing, how many times do you count it as a mitzvah? Once. Why? Because the real underlying mitzvah is the inyan. The mitzvah, the substance of the mitzvah, ultimately is the inyan. It's a demand on your speech, it's a demand on your knowledge, it's a demand on your action, or it's a demand on your midos. Right? So if it says it five times, but it's the same demand, then it's one mitzvah. Right? You can look at it like it's like a tikkun in your dibor. So it says five times, say the same thing, so it was only one tikkun though. Right? So you'd only count it once. That's his main point here. Says the point is that the mitzvos are inyonim. That's what he's trying to get at. So therefore, when you're counting mitzvos, you count it by the inyan, not by the amount of times it says to do or not to do. Right? Okay, go ahead. Right, that's a different thing. So why is it repeated? That's a chizuk, strengthening it. It's a strengthening it.
What does that mean?
So sometimes you need an extra chizuk. Sometimes you need a chizuk. Okay, what is the next word there, Israf?
Elo.
Come on, that's it. Elohim, Cain?
Yeah.
I have Elohim. So he's saying the bottom, he has the thing, right?
No, he doesn't have the thing.
Yeah, but I have Imlo.
Elokim, Imlo Kishiti Motzi Lashon Lachacham.
I have Imlo Big Zera.
Did I skip a line?
No.
So we all have something different? Can I see a thing for a second?
No, it has Elohim King.
You have Imlo Big Zera, right, Jonah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, so where did I see? I saw one of the texts had the explanation of, but one of them had an explanation of the word.
Right.
Oh, it must be this one. Oh, here. Oh, Elohim. It says Ba Alalahem. Right, in the Arabic? Bez Ayin something. V'chein Tirgam B'Shmar Bragam. But it says it should be like this. Elohim Timotzeim. Or Elohim Kain. So take out how Elohim over there. Doesn't say it doesn't warrant Elohim over here. Elohim Kain is good. Or Elohim Timotzeim. Okay, go ahead.
Elohim Timotzeim Lishum Nuscha Lachamim Behefre Shan Yanim Yivaru Lacha Hamid Farshim Bo Kol Labim O Kol Se Yiklo Inyan Zula Sa Inyan She Yiklo Lav Aefa.
Right, so sometimes you'll see in Chazal, it'll tell you that even though it sounds like just a repetition of the tzivui, it really is adding something new. So if Chazal tell you that what sounds like it might be a repetition on the surface is really talking about something new, so then we believe them, and that's another mitzvah. Right. That's the Rambam's, Ram is very... very strong on Masara, right? If the Gemara tells us that, then that's what it is, right? You ever see that? Do you ever see that tshuva on the tefillin and the mezuzah? Why one is ibul lishma and one is not? He says because the Gemara says it by one, doesn't say it by the other. Okay, go ahead.
Is that the one that he says because one of them is
wrong? Yeah, but then he says, I'll give you a reason, right? Good. Right. Now, so in that case, we know it's not just there for chizuk, because the Chazal is telling us that. Right. I have Adshin Nevatel. What do you have? You don't have Adshin Nevatel?
No, I had Nevatel on the email, yeah.
What do you have, Israel?
If you should not even discuss Lomar, Shapasuk Zen Nichval, Lachazok, Vino, Litosevis, Inyan, Elak Shane, Lenu, Alco. I forgot what you're
saying. Yeah, that's where I've got Ella.
Ella, Al Kach, Divrei Hamafarshim, Yatik Hashmua.
It's sort of like inverted, but the same point. And we're not going to say that it's, we're not going to say that it's just for Chizuk. How do you have it? I have it the other way. I have it. We're not going to say lo nistarich lo marshzeh hakasov nichba lechizuk ve'ein lo tosefes inyan. We're not going to say that it's just. We don't need to say this pasuk is for chizuk and not to add something new. Ad she nevatol ma'imar hamafarshim hamakavlim osam. To the point that we have to be mevatol what the mafarshim say. It's a strange lesson, right? No, he's that's why it's strange. This lashon is strange. No, he's saying don't try to turn it into saying every time there's a kefil it has to be just a repetition, because then you're going to be mevatel what Chazal say.
Don't take it so far as to be mevatel what they say.
That's right. Omnam kishen nimtzah kabbalah shehatzivoy azeh oh hazar nosa inyan kach v'zeh hatzivoy nichbal oh hazar nosa inyan acher hine zeh hu hakodem. V'hanos shelo yikof al hakasav el linyan, v'az roi limno zeh biyichud, v'limno zeh biyichud. Right? But if you find the Kabbalah that this tzivoy or this azhara is another topic, right? And this they're separate. In other words, that the repetition is really different in yonim, then that's great. That's really what we would prefer. We prefer not to have psukim just repeated for a chizuk. Right, but it's a little different in yours. Yeah, the impression is different. But even the first part, it didn't say you shouldn't be mevato. It said like the other way, you should only take it. Can you read it again? Right, yeah, the other. We only say it's kefil for chizuk if we don't have an explanation that's given to us. If we don't have a mesorah, that it's not. That's straight. This is a strange lashon.
It's kind of like this. You add shenova the my impression.
Okay, good. So. Right. Go ahead. But anyway, go ahead.
What does it mean that it's counted separately?
Right. So now he's answering what is chizuk. Chizuk is telling you the magnitude of the chait. If it tells you something, if there's an azhar many times, it's impressing upon you the severity of the avon. Right. Okay, so or it's just to give certain details in the mitzvah. Okay. So that's the main part of the shorish, right? The main part of the shorish is you don't count sivuyim, you count inyanim. Right? That's the shorish hatashi. Now I told you to skip to the extra thing. Do we skip now to the lav shel kapalos? Oh right. And he just gives an example. Like it says by even when you find in the chachamim that it says you're over on a certain amount of lavin, right? Even that lashon in chazal, because now he's telling you gotta go by the lashon of chazal, right? But he's telling you, even when Chazal say you're over many lavin, that doesn't mean that it's different mitzvahs, right? That's referring to the azharos. That's referring to the statements in the Torah. It doesn't mean that you're over many lavin. Because, for instance, the Gemara says that what? It says, unless you find, this is the key thing to the Ram now, unless you find what? How do you know that you're over many? How do you know when it's one mitzvah or many mitzvahs? When Chazal tell you you're over many lavin, there's one test. What's the test? Huh? If you get more lashes. If you get malchus more than once, then you know it's different mitzvahs. So for instance, if it says that you're over to, you know, you get two malchus for doing something, then you know that there are many mitzvahs involved.
They have it by the shrutzim.
That's the big problem. This is where the Ramban goes wild with the shrutzim.
Yeah. Right? It seems like a big kasha on the Ramban.
It's a huge kasha on the Ramban.
It's like five or something.
That's what the Ramban wants to say, that it's really five separate lavin, and there's one bug that falls under each one of those categories.
Oh, there's just one specific...
There's one specific bug that is at one time a sheretz ha'of, a sheretz shamayim, rokesh ha'alert. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult... If you want to look for one case where the Rambam seems like he has the losing argument, that one seems pretty weak. Because he has to posit the existence, his funny existence. So he says, so that's the test. If it says you get malchus more than once, then you know there are different mitzvahs. Right? Why? Because that's what he says, you're going to get malchus for different shemos, right? But you never get two malchus for one shame. Is that right? You have the same lashon basically? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the raya's? Tzitzis. Because it says if you don't have tzitzis, you're going to be over five assays, right? But it doesn't mean you're really over five mitzvos. You didn't put tzitzis on. How many mitzvos did you violate? One mitzvah. But it says five times, so therefore it says you're over the tzivu, you're over on five tzivuyim. So according to the Rambam, what do you have? How do you break it down? You have tzivuyim, right? You have the tzivuy, and you have the inyan. In terms of the substance of the mitzvah, that is just the inyan. And you're only going to get malchus once per inyan. Right? You get malchus per inyan. You get malchus for violating the inyan. There's a lot of tzivuyim. That indicates the severity of the thing. If there's a Dvar Hashem repeated, then that shows the importance of the thing. But in terms of the thing, it's unchanged. It's still one inyan, and you violate, and the onshim go by the minyan hamitzvos, and the onshim go by the inyanim. Right? That's where the Ramban argues on him. Ramban holds you can get malchus for each tzivoy,
right,
not for each inyan. But okay, we'll get to that. Yeah. So for the Rambam, he uses this as a big tool in deciding his mitzvos, because he looks through Shas. This becomes a big key to him now, right? This becomes a big key that since he has decided that you only get malchus per inyan, right? And the inyan is what you count as a mitzvah. So now we can look through Shas to see when the Gemara says you get how many malchus it says you get for per action, and then he'll figure out how many mitzvahs there are. Right? That's his setup. With those two rules, he can work out a lot of mitzvahs. Right? The two rules again are what? That the mitzvah is you count the inyan, right? Not the tzivoy, and there's only one malchus per inyan. So therefore, just because the Gemara says you're over on many lavin, that doesn't mean that there are many mitzvahs necessarily. That could just mean you're over on many tzivuyim. Meaning, how much disregard did you have for the mitzvah? Well, if it's a mitzvah that has five tzivuyim, then you're disregarding five statements in the Torah. You understand? But in terms of what you're going to get malchus for, you don't get malchus for disregarding the tzivoy, you get malchus for violating the inyan that the tzivoy for the substance of the mitzvah itself. As the tzivoy creates the mitzvah, but the onshim go by violating what is established. Of course, the fact that there are many tzivuyim associated with one thing is a greater shows something about it, and it shows a higher level of disregard in the one who violates. But once again, you only the inyan itself is the mitzvah, and you only get malchus for the inyan. Okay, go ahead. So now the Rambam decided that. After this, the Rambam decided that this is the proper place to append another important idea in Minyan HaMitzvos, and that is Lav Shebeklolos. It didn't deserve its own sherish, but this is where it fit in. Maybe you wanted 14. Right, you like the 14s. Guys, no? Nobody's taking the bite? No? Taking the bait? No?
Trying to weed us out.
Phew. So he says that what? That when we said that you should count. Now he's going back to our question from before. What did he mean when he said you count in Yonim? If it's in one, even though it's what does it mean when the mitzvah is repeated, you count the if it's repeated for an inyan, you count it, right? So he says that when we said before that it's proper to count in yonim of the that you are commanded in or warned from, that's on condition that what. Right? Oraya sheyomru osaha matikem shehu hivdil ha'inyin kitzoso mi kitzoso v'chayev ho'azhara l'chol inyin mehem. Okay, so what is he talking about? Aval kishayi lav echad kolel in yonim rabim, hine oz yimne halav hahu levado. Lo kol inyin v'inyin mina in yonim sheyichlol osam halav hahu. Vizehu lav shebeklolo shein lokan olav commotion is bar. So the Rambam is telling you now, he's warning you. We set up this whole idea of inyonim, right? And we said, mitzvos go by inyonim. And when there's a kefil atzivoy, you have to look through Shas and see what Chazal say about it. If they tell you that the Kefel Hatzivoy is adding an inyan, then you count another mitzvah. Right? But if there's no new inyan, then it's just a chizuk, and you don't count another mitzvah. Now he's saying like this, don't get carried away with this idea. Right? Don't get carried away. Right, Morris? Because you'll say now everything goes by inyan. Oh, but there are certain cases where there's one pasuk that Chazal tell us means a few different things. Don't, in that case, you don't count each inyan. You only count each inyan when each inyan has its own azhara. Okay? Right? If there's one pasuk that is interpreted to mean five different things, that's not proper to count it as an inyan, to count it as a mitzvah. So now you're saying you need two things to count it as a mitzvah. It has to have its own azhara, and the azhara has to relate to an inyan. Okay, so if you have many azharos relate to a new inyan, if you have many azharos relating to the same inyan, that's all one mitzvah. And if you have one azhara relating to many inyanim, that's also one mitzvah. Understand? You can have it on both sides. You can have many azharos relating to one mitzvah, meaning tzitzis five times, Or you can have one azhara that relates to many different inyanim. Okay? In both of those cases, you only count it as one. That's right. Lo sochel al dam is one pasuk, and it means many things. Yeah.
Chaim. I'm not
Right. That's right. So the Ram only counts one mitzvah. Lo sochlu al adam. Doesn't say all of the things. He doesn't count all of the inyanim that Chazal say it means as separate mitzvahs. He just counts. No, I'm saying you need two things. You need a separate azhara for each. You need inyanim and an azhara for each. But if you have many azharas and one inyan, or many inyanim and only one azhara, you only count it as one. Okay? And that's what he calls lav shebeklolos. She'ain lokin a lav. Things start getting a little funny now, right? Now you get no malchus on this one. No malchus. Why should that be? I understand you're not gonna get malchus for each one. But even the basic one. What?
What's its inyan?
This is another good question. What is the main plain mashmos of the pasuk?
What is he referring to on the thing that you don't get malchus on?
The lav shebeklolos. Go ahead, I'll take this next case. And that's what it says, lo sochel al adam. So what does it mean, lo sochel al adam? What does it mean? It means many things. That you can't eat from the behema kodim shetetze nafsha. Right, that's lo sochel al adam. Or it says, don't eat kudshim before zrika. That's called lo sochel al adam. Or it says, don't eat... What's next one case? Right. Next one is Shane Mavrin Arugi Basin.
What's Mavrin
mean? Mavrin means to give a meal.
Oh, really?
No. They're not Mavrin Al Arugi Basin. You need the Shokin.
No, that's the next one.
That's
where we keep Nain Lasanesh Hargu Alan Esanefesh Ain Tom and Kulam Koloso Ayom. Tom Aloma Koloso Koladam. What's.
Because there's no avail.
Right.
When you kill that?
And the Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra refers to this first Suda after the when the Avelis commences. Okay. and then the Gemara says also it's an Azhar Leben Sora Mora. Minayin Tamun Lomar. Lo Sochlu Al Adam. I think the Ram counts it as the last one. Yeah. Yeah, he counts it as the Ben Sora Mora. He says, "Hirnu mehios zolel v'sove b'machal of mishta b'mei anaros u'b'tnayim ha'metu orim b'ben sora mor v'hu amru yisal lo sochol adam u'bir zeh sheben sora mor michlal michiyuve amisus basin u'balosh natar u'bo b'skila." Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. How does the Rambam pick which one?
Is that what the pshat al-pasuk is? It's the
kedushin. I don't. And then the Ram gets stuck in his own problem over here, because then he says in the mitzvah, what did he just say about the lava about lav shebeklolos? What's one of the features of lav shebeklolos?
You don't get malchus.
But this guy gets killed, right? He says v'yafal pishes that lav who lav shebeklolos, he still gets he gets killed, right? Yeah. He says ve'ein ze kizeh ein a rachok. It's not difficult to say this. Shachasha onish mefurash ain lochosh ala azhara imhi min adin o melav shebeklolos. So since the onish is mefurash, then it doesn't matter whether the azhara is a lav shebeklolos or not. Okay, fine. All right, so that's one category of lav shebeklolos, right? That means that the lav itself it contains many inyanim. Okay. And then also the one that who mentioned about eating before you daven? Mentioned that one? Yeah, that's the next one here. So he says, Ubabir Amru Bigmar Sanhedrin Biminosam Elu Ha'inyanim Al Kulam Ain Loke Mishum Davi Lav Shebeklolos V'chol Lav Shebeklolos Ain Lokin Alav. Right? Ubiaru gamkein ki lav shavaklos hu de asu trei tlasa isuri michad lav. So that's a lav shavaklos. You have one azhara that has many inyanim within it, and you don't get malchus for any of them. Right? Vein roy sheyimne kol iser v'iser shekol aleim zeh lav mitzvah fnei atzma avu yimone halav levado shekol elu advarim kulam. Yeah. Okay, that's one min of lav shel b'klolos. So why don't you get malchus on the lav shel b'klolos? It doesn't say why. But why don't you get malchus on the lav shel b'klolos? So what did our Gemara say? In other words, why don't you get malchus on the lav shel b'klolos? What are you saying? It doesn't have a real inyan?
I think it doesn't have a, there's no shame echad on it, right? Didn't we say you get malchus on shame echad?
Well, there's two problems. Why don't you count them as separate mitzvahs, right? Why don't you count them as separate mitzvahs?
It seems like you can't, if they don't have more than one tzivu, I mean, you can't count them as separate.
Mitzvah is just to eat it.
That one does fall under one shem, like that. The shem is there to throw out.
Right. There's some unification, otherwise they can't learn five different things from it.
But you get malchus on that? I'm better on that.
Well, you get misa, and so
you get misa.
I mean, he's saying that's because there's...
He's saying that's because there's a separate parsha that tells you the onesh later on. This is really the azhara. Huh?
Can you fully consider that you're being over on the lav? If it means, if it talks about five different...
So the Gemara says, so what does our Gemara say? Our says, because it's not like the lav of Los Sachsum Shor Bedisha. Huh? No, it's the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says that you don't get malchus on the lav Shabaklos at all because it's not like the lav of Los Sachsum Shor Bedisha. Right? What does that mean? Means to say that, yeah. It's not a one-to-one. In other words, there has to be a clarity in the Lashon. There has to be, in order to get Malchus, it has to be clear that the Azhara, it has to be clear what the Inyan of the Azhara is. Right? Because they learn everything, you learn Malchus in general from Los Sachsum Shor Bedisho. You learn it has to be a Maisa, it has to be a La, it's not a La Shanita Klase. Because the parsha of Los Sachsum Shor Bedisho is next to the parsha of Malchus. So it means to say that it's not roy to give somebody an onesh unless it's clear exactly what the statement is referring to. So since you see Lav Sheva Klolos means it refers to five different things, that means it lacks a clarity on what it refers to. There's no intrinsic Azhara, so there's no intrinsic inyan that's muzhar from this statement. I mean, that's a basic answer. That's a basic answer. Not even one. What's that?
I thought we were saying that there was one.
There's only one. You only count one mitzvah. You only count it as one mitzvah. We'll say that in terms of mitzvah, which is something that's interesting. We have to think about it. In terms of mitzvah. It's not roy to have. I mean, that is an interesting thing. It's roy to. It's not roy to get a malchus on at all, right? But it's roy to count it for one mitzvah. He says we count it for one mitzvah because there's one azhara, and somehow we pick one of the inyanim and say that's the minyan hamitzvos. Right? The minyan hamitzvos is what?
I mean, that's like the hard part. Would you say that, you know, the ben sar umor, like he's more over on lo sofu al adam than if the Beis Din ate, you know,
right? No,
seems like they're equal.
Seems like they're equal, but he's saying in terms of onesh, it's a different thing. You can't get an onesh on something that what? It's not proper to get an onesh on something without an azhara. That's in general. That's a general rule. There's no onesh without an azhara, and if the azhara is not clear on its face. Apparently, the Gemara is saying it's not roy to be, it lacks in azhara. Right? If I tell you, be good, don't be bad. Don't be bad. Right? So that's an azhara that'll be kolel many, many inyanim. But it's not Roy to pick one of the things and say, you were warned on this. No, it was too general. It was too general. The Azhara didn't relate to a specific Maisa. So if the Azhara doesn't relate to a specific Maisa, it's not Roy for Onesh. Because for Onesh, it has to be a clear violation of the Issa.
And even with Malkus?
Even with Malkus. Like Hasra. That's part of the reason for Hasra. Why do you have to give the guy Hasra immediately before he does it? To make sure, that's right, to make sure that he understands, to make sure that it's clear that he knows that he's violating. Right? And even has to be B'shas Maisa. If you gave him Hasra a minute ago, it's still not good enough. It has to be clear that there's a direct relationship between that he's intrinsically, it has to be clear that this Maisa is necessarily an act of rebellion against the mitzvah, against the Azhara. But an Azhara that's too generalized, you can't do that. That's plain shot in Lav Sheba Klos, okay? Now, let's just cover the next two cases over here. That's one min of Lav Sheba Klos. It's a certain kind of a lav, meaning it's one lav. Lav here means azara, right? It's one lav that's kolel in yonam harbe, right? That's the way he calls it. It's one lav that's kolel in yonam harbe. Okay. Now he says there's another type of lav shibaklos. There's another category of lav shibaklos. And what is that? That is that you'll have one lav, right, that asers specific things. Right? Now, the first one was you have one statement, lo sochel al dam, and it is interpreted in five frameworks. Right? That's the first way. You take one statement, don't eat al hadam. And we say it means something about dam of behema shchuta. We say it means something. Dam refers to something about shchita. Dam refers to something about kudshim. Dam refers to something about misas basin. Dam refers to something about nachila, right? It's like shivin panam Torah. We take that pasuk and we interpret it in different contexts, right? So will the real pasuk stand up? Since we don't know what the real pasuk is exactly on its face, it's not a davar that is obvious, right? What it's exactly referring to, so that lacks an onshim. It lacks in giving an onish.
Is he saying you just don't know what the real pasuk is referring to?
As an azhara, it lacks an onish. Okay, no, of course we know. Oh, do we know what mean to count it as a mitzvah? I don't know, but now he's saying something different. You can have one mitzvah, one lav, don't do, and then it'll say a few things. Right? Like what? Like ours, right? Right? How's that supposed to go? Al tochlu no uvoshel nevushel b'mayim. So there's only one al tochlu, but then it lists specifics. No uvoshel nevushel b'mayim. Okay. That's the second min. Now, and this second min breaks down into two categories. Because sometimes in the Gemara it says you're going to be chayav for each one, right? And sometimes it says you're not chayav, you're only chayav once. And when you're only chayav once, then it's a lav shebo klos. So again, the Rambam's method is just stick with the facts. That's his method. If the Gemara says you get malchus twice, then we have to break it up. If not, we don't. So he says like this. The oson alavin she biarushu chayev al kol echad vechad heim she nimne kol davar mei mitzvah v'nei atzvah. So if the Gemara says you get malchus twice, then it's two mitzvahs, right? Uma she biarushu chayev achas al kol nimna osa mitzvah achas, because that's the shoresh. K'mashe hishrashnu v'zeh shoresh she lo yilka echad shtei malchios mishem echad b'shum panim. That is the shoresh. That's what he considers to be the main shoresh. That what? You're only, the mitzvah is the shame, and the onesh is for violating the shame. So you're not going to get malchus twice for one shame. The tzivuyim are just the causes for the existence of the mitzvahs. But the onesh goes by the mitzvah itself. And if you violated one shame because it told it to you five, because the Torah told you five times, doesn't mean you're going to get five malchus. That's all, that's the gzeiras hakasuf that brought the guf hadavar into existence. But what'd you violate? You only violated one davar. So if the Gemara says you get malchus twice, must be another thing in there. Okay? Even in this, in this case, now we have the question. This is the middle case, right? This is the middle case. Because it's a case where what? Where we're not sure if the Azhara relates separately to each prat or what? Or generally to the pratim, to the pratim. Now it says don't eat it na umavushal. Is it don't eat it na, don't eat it mavushal? Right? Many times in Psukim you apply the original action, the original verb breaks down into independent verbs. But it doesn't repeat the verb separate times. Right? Right? That's one. Or is it really don't eat it, no bushel? Now, of course, that doesn't really mean that. It doesn't mean, Simon, doesn't mean no en bushel. But his point is it one azhara, or is it really like two azharas?
But even if it's two, you still have to see if it's one Indian or two Indian.
Don't we already know that's one?
No, this is what I'm thinking about now. In other words, when the Gemara says you get two malchus, right? Why is it that you're getting two malchus? So it must be because it's two inyanim, and we read it as two azharos, right? But if it says you don't get malchus, if it says you get malchus once, we'll have to see. But the point, let's just stick with what we have right now. All I'm saying is that in order for it to work out to not be a violation of the previous thing of lav shebeklalos, you're going to have to say that since it says don't do something and then has two specifics, you're going to have to say that it mean, and the Gemara says to get malchus twice, it must mean that the lashon of the lav is going on both independently. Right? It's like it said, al tochlu no and al tochlu mavushal, if that were the case.
Is that the example that he gives by Chadash? Like what's an example?
Later on, at the end, he has some examples of that last category where you get malchus.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so maybe he's not taking the original low, but you have to find a repetition. They found a diuk, right? Let's say there's a reboy. There's some sort of a reboy over there. How you say tshuva kroy yaseiriksiv, right? Something yeser to make it a new azhara. Otherwise it would seem to be to violate the other problem that you have to have an azhara for each thing. Okay, so he says like this. You have to count each one separate. Right. That's the main thing. So if you do one mice and you're getting many malchus, there's no doubt that there are different inyanim in there. And now I'm going to tell you many of them. Now I'm going to tell you many of them of this min hasheni, of both of these chalakim in the min hasheni. Okay, so he has our case. So we count this as what? As one mitzvah. The Ram counts it as one mitzvah. And we don't count no as one mitzvah and mevushal as another mitzvah. Why? Okay, so if the pasuk itself broke it up, right, Jonah? If the pasuk itself broke it up with another lashon of lo, then there'd be no doubt, the Rambam is saying. Isn't that what he's saying? Acha shelo yiyached l'chol inyan lav b'fnei atzmo. V'lo omar al tochlu m'menu no, v'lo v'shal m'vushal. Aval bo b'lav echad kolel shnei inyonim. If the pasuk said lo twice, then he's saying there'd be no question. You can't have one sentence that says don't do two things.
No, I just, why wouldn't you? You can still ask, is it one in or not? Just because it's split up by lo.
No, but each one has its own azhara. Each one is a separate maisa. Why would you? It's different. It's no is not the same as mevushal. They're different things, right? There'd be no reason to say anything other than that. But now that it says al tochlu mimenu no uvashal mevushal b'mayim, and it doesn't have a separate lo, so now it's one lav al tochlu, and it's kolel two things, right? V'otaf echad mehen al ha'acher. One is joined to the other. Ubishneni mipsachem amru. Amar Abaye, he's got his Abayas and Rava switched, right? Abaye says, Ochal no lo kishtayim, mavush lo kishtayim, no mavush lo kishosh. V'zeki hu sova shalokim olav shebeklolos. Now this is where it's tricky, right?
What are the two that you would get malchus for if you ate it na?
Oh, so what are the two that you would get malchus for if you ate it na? Kiyim sliyesh. Kiyim Sliyesh, you would count. Kiyim Sliyesh is another lav. Okay, now when the Ram says that Abaye says you get Malkus and Lav Shebeklolos, what does he mean by that?
So you get it on each one within the single lav?
No.
Separate.
Who could... Huh? No, you're thinking of the wrong... You're thinking of Rava.
I don't get it. You have one lav and it involves two things.
How do you get three malchus out of that, right?
No, but that's because kiyum sliyesh. It's two because of lo sofu.
Right.
And one because of kiyum sliyesh.
So which is the one that he's referring to when he says the bayi holds you get malchus and lav shebeklolos?
That is the two in lo sofu.
No. Okay, let's see. Ukishohol no oval al shnei lavin echad me'en al tochu no v'sheni lav. Nilkach miklala ki hu omar lo sohu elatzli. Right? That's Jonah's question. So what do you get when you're eating it na? Jonah? What do you over when you eat it na?
You over two.
Shkaich.
I'm not sure if I understand
the question. You should only eat it. That's right. You over na, which is mefurash in the pasuk. Right? And you're over a second one, which is nilkach miklala of don't eat it other than sleep. Right?
By default, though. Like,
because it's not sleep.
No matter what, you can never be over one.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But that's the one that he's calling the lav shavu klolos.
Well, kiyum sliyesh?
Yeah.
Meaning that includes many other...
That's right, exactly. That's just like al tochlu ala. That's just like so lo sochlu ala dam, because it's kol el different in yonim.
But we didn't say that by lo sochlu ala dam. There's one major iser which sort of subdivides into these other ones.
Doesn't matter according to the Rambam. He's saying no emavushal from the standpoint of kiyum sliyesh. Right, no emavushal a separate in yonim.
Right.
That are become usur because of kiyum sliyesh.
So Abaye wouldn't learn them as two different minim, losoku aladam and this.
That's right.
You wouldn't distinguish.
He would not distinguish.
And so he switched over in which lashon hara is he talking about? At the beginning of the paragraph, he's talking about now with Vushal, and then he said.
Isn't that funny?
What about the losoku?
You didn't get to that yet.
But that's also a lav shebeklolos.
That's the second min.
But the fact that you get malchus on it shows that you can split them up. I mean, it means more than one thing. This one lav means more than one thing. If one asar for two separate things, then you can get malchus.
Which lav? Which lav?
Losoklu na uvasha uvushu.
So let me just tell you like this. If you eat it, no, you get two malchus.
Right.
Why?
One for lo soflo and one for kiyum tzleish.
Okay. Now he's saying that's because of bai holds you get malchus and lav shibaklos. So what is he referring to?
Kiyum tzleish.
Thank you.
He goes on.
Of course, he goes on.
But I'm asking, just the fact that you're saying that, and if you would eat it mevushal, you'd also get two, right?
Right.
So he's splitting up lo soflo into more than one lav.
Well, that's abaye. Abaye is complicated. Abaye is complex.
But isn't that also lav shibaklos?
Yeah, but let's take care of one at a time. Let's take care of one at a time. Ram's going through one at a time. The first thing we see about Abaye is he's strange already. He holds you get malchus on a kiyum tzliyesh, which is the first lav shibaklos. Right? Okay. Ukishe achlu na umavushal loke lefi daito shalosh. Right, the Rambam wants to first get the first lav shibaklos down pat. So he says, you see, he holds you get two malchus just for na. So why is the second malchus? That's the malchus kiyum tzliyesh, which is a kolel, which is one lav that's kolel in yonim harbe.
When you say first, you don't mean the whole other
ten. Yeah. It's like lo soflo al dam. And I'll prove it to you. Okay, so he says like this: Ukishachlu no umavushal lo kelefi daito shalosh achas al ochlo oso no vashenis al ochlo oso mavushal vashlishis al ochlo oso bilti tzli vamusham al zeh ma'imer v'rava, which we have in our Gemara Zabai Omar ein lokin alav shebeklalos ikad amri chadam yaloki. Some say you will get one malchus, however. Now which? Klomar. Kishachal no umevushal loke achas. Right? V'ika damri chada nami lo loki. Mishum delo miyached lave kelav dechasima. So the Rambam learns pshat differently than Rashi. Right? You remember Rashi? Rashi was learning that you only ate one, according to, when it says you only get malchus once, it's only talking about if you ate it na or mevushal. Rashi openly said if you ate it na and mevushal, you get two malchus. But the Rambam was learning that the case is exactly like Abaye's last case. Na, two times, two different things. Two different kizesim. Let's say two different kizesim in one hasra.
Two different kizesim?
In one hasra. That's a simple case.
Like just from two different...
From the same Korban Pesach.
You should compare them differently?
Yeah.
You had a kolomar in the actual Seif Mitzvah with the first Ikud Amri?
I'm sorry, what?
You had the first Ikud Amri, Chadami HaLaki, and
right.
You had kolomar or something?
Kolomar, Kishochal No Umavushal. You don't have that?
Mine just goes on to the second Ikud Amri.
What do you have in the... you're way lost. Okay.
I mean, at the bottom.
Well, let me see what he has over here. Let me ask him here. He has little things on the bottom. Yeah, he says, Klomar ad achas choser b'dfus. You've got the d'fus. Okay, so he says like this. Klomar, right. Klomar, kishochol no umavushal lo gachos. V'ika dami chada nami loki. Mishum delo miyached lave kalav dechasima. Klomar, omro yisale lo sachsom shor bedisho shu lav echad yazir midavar echad. That's what a good lav should be like. One azhara and one thing. V'ulam zeha lav mazir mishnei dvarim. No umavushal ein lokin alav. So the Ram is an astounding shita that according to Abaye, according to Rava, if you ate it na and mevushal, you get no malchus. Why? Because it's one azhara, al tochlu mimenu, and it's kolel two things. It's kolel na and mevushal.
If you ate it one or the other?
Still wouldn't get malchus. No malchus, ever.
Isn't it always going to not be tzwi?
Oh, so that's even the worst case. That's the worst lav shibaklos. That's another one. That's the same thing. That's the same lav shiva kolos problem. Because kiyum sliyesh is also a kolel. Now it's like this: Ukvar yodata shekvar his boyer bigmar sanhedrin ain lokin alav shiva kolos. That's the gemara by lo soch lo adam. Lekach maimer abaye hu nidche. So he says, since the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that we don't get Malkus on Lav Sheba Klolos, and that was talking by which case? Lo Sochu Al Adam. So we know that Abaye is Nidche. So he's saying when Abaye was saying you get Malkus on Lav Sheba Klolos, it was equivalent to the Malkus, it was equivalent to Lo Sochu Al Adam. So we know Abaye is Nidche. So therefore, you're certainly not going to get Malkus on Tochlim Kiyum Sliyesh, which is just like the Sochul Adam, right? But it's not simple. But the MS is your Loker Achas, Bein Shochal No Omavushal O No Umavushal Achas Bavad Loker. Ulechein Nimne. Amro Yisala al tochlu imenu no uvoshal mevushal mitzvah achas.
That's how he knows that.
One second. So the Ram comes out funny now, right? So in other words, he has to like this. That what?
Must be from the conclusion of the Gemara, the fact that it says that you get Loka 1, that's one mitzvah.
One thing. So the Ram comes out not, the Ram comes out like which Ikad Amri. He comes out like the Ikad Amri. He comes out like the first statement. That you get Malkus once. Right? He comes out like Rava's, like the first Rava. Right? He says Abaye is definitely knocked out. There's no way that you're gonna get Malkus for eating Noah twice. Because that would be because the second Malkus would be on Kiyum Sliyesh, which is directly against the Gemara Sanhedrin. So that's a vaday, we're not going like that. Now you have two statements in the Gemara. Do you get Malkus once or twice when you eat no and mevushal?
Once or twice or once or none?
Once or none when you eat a no and mevushal. Once or none when you eat a no and mevushal. That we go like the first statement.
How'd you get none?
Because that's possible to call that a lav shiva kolos too. So it comes out like this. According to the Ram, there's two kinds of lav shiva kolos here. Right, the first lav shiva kolos is like lo sochul al adam, right? With his one azhara and no specifics. But al pi chazal, it has many inyanim. Then you vada get no malchus. That's kiyum sliyesh and lo sochul al adam. But then al tochlu menu no uvoshal mevushal is also a lav shiva kolos, and that was a suffix. If that's if you get malchus or not. But if you get malchus, it'll only be one.
How is Kiyum Sliyesh even a lav?
That's a machlokus. The Rambam actually in the Yad does not count it as a Yad, as a lav. He counts it as nasei. Right. And Tosus counts it as nasei. Rashi counts it as a lav.
Rashi counts it as a lav.
Yeah. So all the Rambam is saying that is in term of minyan mitzvos, they're both lav sheva klolos. So you only count one mitzvah of lo sochul al dam, and you only count one mitzvah of al tochlu menu no avoshal mevushal mayim. They each counted as one mitzvah. But the question in the Ikad Amris is whether there's one lav sheva kolos in terms of malchus or two kinds of lav sheva kolos in terms of malchus. In terms of minyan and mitzvahs is only one. But can you differentiate in terms of malchus? According to the first statement, you do differentiate. The lav sheva kolos lo sochul al dam gets no malchus. This one will get one. And according to the second one, they're the same even by malchus. But we have to think about the svara for that. Right?